All right, let's go.
We have a couple of very special prayer requests this morning. I'm going to go ahead and let you know the news if you're not on Facebook or on the prayer list that Sister Anita lost a sister night before last in an automobile accident, and they're asking for prayer for that family. Also, they got sickness in the house, Brother Rowdy, and the little one's sick, so they're asking for prayer. And there are other situations that's going forward. Those that have sickness shut in, those that aren't able to get out. Yes, Sister Hutz.
Please remember that little 10-year-old boy next door, his dad's dying, riding the train to die.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We most definitely will, and like you and I were talking yesterday, you know, God knows. And, you know, he's put somebody special like you in his life that will pray for him and pray with him. And we're going to pray with you for that situation, that family, okay? Praise the Lord. Anyone else have a spoken prayer request this morning, Vince, we're asking? Praise the Lord.
Brother Jim.
Yes, sir.
Sister Nikki Parks called. She had to take Brother Kevin Parks to the emergency room. Having some real problems on top of his other problems. He's having some knots on his arm and all, and requested that we pray for him this morning. So let's incorporate him into our prayers.
Yes, absolutely. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. If you have an unspoken prayer request, you know, God knows the depths of our heart. He knows our needs. But he's like a real father. He wants us to communicate with him. And he wants us to be open and honest with him. And just wants us to give it, turn it all over to him. Brother Chris, put you on the spot. Would you mind praying for us this morning?
Lord, we thank you for this day, Father God. We just thank you for a time that we can come in freedom, Father, and worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God. And Lord, that we can celebrate your birth, Father God. Lord, that it truly is joy to the world, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that we have that freedom, Lord, that's in you, Lord. We ask for each and every one, Father, that's going through a difficult time this season, Father God. Those that maybe the lost loved ones this year or in the previous years, Father God, those that are sick and need a touch from you, Father God, we know that there, with joy there comes great sadness, Father God, but we know that through you, Father God, there is help and there is hope, Father. And sometimes we don't know the answer, Father God, but we know that you know the answer, Father, and we trust your will and your way, Father. We just ask you to have your will and your way in this service, Lord. We'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, let's give the Lord a hand. Praise God. Praise God. Page 92. You all turn to page 92. Just a little talk with Jesus. Just like we were all talking about. Praise the Lord.
Oh, my neighbor.
Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. Don't forget all the activities and all the announcements. We really want to thank each and every one for all that you've done during this holiday season, for the supporting the ministries and the mission fields and the teams that have gone out to give to those that are have so much less than we do. May we continue to count our blessings as we see, and we thank the Lord for that roof over our head, for those shoes on our feet. Just praise the Lord. Are there any quick announcements to go forth right now? I think that's pretty much covered it. Brother Terry, if you'd ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please.
Father God, we come to you, praise your holy name, God. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for this season, God. And we thank you, Lord, for this plan this season to do it, God.
Yes.
It's all for you, Lord. We ask that you touch and move on each person here. Bless you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Touch and move on this offering. Bless it, God, because of thy word. In Jesus' Christ's holy name, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Shepherds by night. I think sometimes we think that it was just a little angel. Well, back in those days, an angel, when you saw an angel, it meant you were fixing to die. So the shepherds were scared to death. But the Bible also records, and many theologians believe, that it was none other than Michael, the archangel of war, that brought the good tidings of news that Jesus' birth was proclaimed. Can you imagine seeing an archangel of war in front of you and the archangel saying, "Be not afraid, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy,
yes,
which shall be unto all the world." Wow, unto all the world. It's still, you know, I was watching one of my favorite ministers on TV, and he was talking about how the Bible, after all these years, is still the best-selling book. How Jesus never wrote a book, but yet he is a famous author. He never wrote a song, but yet we still sing about him year after year after year. There must have been something about this man named Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. To bring joy to the world.
Joy to the world.
page 366, Silent Night.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it?
Amen.
So glad that you came for the celebration of birth.
Amen.
I love the Christmas season. I love what it's all about, but I love knowing the true meaning that it's all about the Lord, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On our way to church this morning, the topic of presents came up. which often does when you have three grandchildren and they're riding in the vehicle with you. And they was talking about it, and Sister Penny asked him, well, what, you know, if we're receiving all these presents, what presents do we give to Jesus? And Trey spoke up and said, we gave him birth. And, you know, that might sound like a silly answer, but I've got to think about how very profound that is. If it hadn't been for us, there wouldn't have needed to be a birth of Christ. We gave him the birth. And let's also not forget, we gave him the crucifixion. It was because of our sins that he went to the cross of Calvary. So what seemed like a little silly answer actually was a very profound answer. And we're here today to celebrate the birth of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is not a country, this is not a Christmas song, but it's kind of a country song. The older I get, the more I remember the old-fashioned Christmases. The times when didn't have a whole lot of decoration, didn't have a whole lot of things to do. But this song says, I find my altar anywhere I kneel to God. Let's do it in G. I remember days when saints would gather in their little humble cabin in the field. They had no fancy pews or pretty altars. Think of a better, more opportune time to be in the house of God than during the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. It bears such a meaning, and as they talked about it in the Sunday school class this morning, Herod thought that it was, you know, an opposing or an opposition of power to him, so naturally he was concerned and began to manipulate the wise men to try to find out the birthplace of Christ, not to worship him as he said, but to have him killed. And we all know that this was the perfect plan of God, and how it unfolded is such a miracle and we still celebrate that today.
Yes,
I'm going to read this morning from I'm going to read from several passages. If you want to stand for the opening scripture, that'll be fine. We're going to Isaiah in the 9th chapter. Isaiah chapter 9 and 6. This is the prophecy of the birth of Christ. Isaiah writes in chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Can we bow our heads in prayer this morning? Gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, Lord, for the celebration of the birth of the Christ child. Father, may we keep it not only during this season, but each and every day in our lives. Father, we're thankful for those who have gathered here this morning, God, to worship and glorify you. Lord, we thank you for the songs that have been sung signifying the glorious birth of Jesus. Father, I pray that the world would realize the true meaning of Christmas. And God, I pray, Lord, that you would give this world an opportunity, God, to bow at a humbling altar, Lord, in repentance of their sin and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Bless those who are here today, every family represented, every household. Father, I pray your blessing upon it, not only today, but during this upcoming year. God, that we'll be more mindful and more about your business to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, now anoint these lips of clay, God, as we prepare to read from the Holy Scriptures this morning the true meaning and the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. I'd like for this morning first to turn our attention to the book of St. Luke, the very first chapter. We will be reading a little bit extensively this morning, so I pray that you bear with us. In St. Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse number 26. St. Luke chapter number 1, verse number 26. "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her." What a humble spirit. Oh, what an example to us. Should we be that willing to accept the will of God? Far be it for me to question the possibility of God to perform a miracle, but just simply have the faith of Mary to say, you know, according to thy word, so let it be. Go with us now to the book of St. Matthew, chapter number 1. Beginning with verse number 18. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now to the very familiar passage of Scripture in the book of St. Luke, chapter number 2. This is the one we hear read so often at Christmas. But I wanted to include these other passages of Scripture as well. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Again, prophetic. Amen. Prophecy being fulfilled. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And finally this morning in Matthew, the second chapter, beginning with verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. When they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. We read in Isaiah, we read in Matthew, we read in Luke, and there's other places in the Word, especially in the four Gospels, that allude to the fact that this was a perfect plan of God. Nothing by chance, nothing by coincidence. Everything that was done, even the little stable where Christ was born, was by the anointed hand of Almighty God, knowing what he did. And he fulfilled this wonderful plan that we still celebrate today, and I pray that we continue to celebrate. I am very thankful because the nation does seem to be turning back to saying the word Christmas. Amen. I don't know why they ever tried to take Christ out of Christmas, because if you do, there's just no celebration. But because of Christ and because of what he did, because of the birth, not only the birth, amen, but his death and his resurrection, is why we as a Christian nation, we as a Christian people, so celebrate this wonderful time. So may you have a blessed season. May you have a blessed and wonderful day. I know it's Christmas Eve. I know expectations are high. I know butterflies are in little tummies, and I know they're excited about today. And probably Christmas Eve is one of the longest days of the year, I imagine, with such anticipation. So much so that some of the grandchildren want to get it kicked off and start opening presents. We'll just open one on Christmas Eve night so that they can open the rest of them on Christmas morning. But it is a time of celebration. It is a time of joy. It's a time of being with family. But I urge us to remember the real reason of Christmas. And thank you for coming this morning and being here. I pray your blessing all throughout this day. And tonight, we will not be having service tonight. A lot of families will be getting together. So enjoy this time. Celebrate. Be happy. If you hadn't talked to relatives in a while, give them a call if you can't be with them. This should be a time of love, a celebration, amen, and giving honor and glory to God. But before we dismiss this morning, we never ever want to dismiss without giving you an opportunity. If you need prayer this morning, if you have a situation you want to bring up this morning, the elders of the church would gather around you and pray. Is there one this morning as we all rise? Can we stand? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Any prayers this morning? Anyone come forward? While every head is bowed, if you have a prayer request, could you just lift your hand?